Yeah.
No, so, yeah, so,
Nice intro, no?
No, the intro is always like this. You never know, I never know what I'm going to say. So, hi, everybody.
Hello.
This is the podcast with no name as of now. We just did a Portuguese version of this episode, and now we're going to do it in English for all you three people that listen to it in England or wherever.
Yeah, but this is not an a version in English because
we're
same topics.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't. I genuinely do not know what we just talked about. I could not reproduce that. We were just talking about humor and things like that.
Yeah, humor and personal development and. Yeah, you have to learn Portuguese.
Yes, you have to learn Portuguese to listen to that. So, tough shit, sunshine. I'm here with my friend Joana. And she's come by today just to...
He?
No, you. No, I didn't say he. I was making fun of me.
My apologies.
But yeah, we were going to meet just to have coffee.
As always.
As per bloody usual. And now we're here doing the podcast because I think that you're a very interesting person.
Thank you. Because I even text you. You remember, like, I think it was like half past four. And I said, okay, in 1 hour, I need to be at home. Maximum in 2 hours, I need to be at home. I text you this. And then you were like, oh, when you're ready, come. And then I arrived 2 hours later. And now it's, I don't know, very late.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. Because you're like, what are you going to do today in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
And then I wrote to you, in 1 hour I have to be home, maximum in 2 hours I have to be home.
Yeah, because...
And I never made it.
Yeah,
I never made it home.
Yeah, you're still here. You're held hostage. Because, yeah, well, what have I done today? I just went, I ate a shit ton of food that I didn't have to pay for, which was nice. I got slightly drunk. Which was nice. And then I brought the car home.
Ah, so that's why in the afternoon you're watching a movie.
Yeah.
To chill.
Yeah, no, so you eat a lot. You drink a bit. And then you watch a movie in the afternoon. That's how it works.
Because you went for a Portuguese traditional lunch, right?
It's not a Portuguese traditional. It's called a lunch.
No, because if you go to my house, it's going to be like a salad and orange and it's then.
Oh, no, in your house. There was this time that this knobhead invited me over to have breakfast. Oh yeah, just come over. I have a lot of...
I had a lot of liquid yogurts, solid yogurts. I had dry nuts, fruit.
This is all false.
Cappuccino in capsule as well. I had orange. I had a lot of things, but you like to eat bread. In the morning, and I don't eat bread.
That's what you do in the morning. You eat
bread.
I
don't eat bread, and I don't eat butter, so I didn't know.
No.
If you told me I actually had bought, I don't know.
Bread. Yeah, you would have bought it. Yeah, fine. But I arrived there. She said, "Oh, I have breakfast here for you." And I was expecting. No, you didn't. It was just biscuits and things like that. It wasn't proper breakfast.
No, you only want to eat. A specific type of breakfast. I had a lot of mix.
Yeah, we call it a normal where I'm from.
No.
Yeah, which is here. No. Which is, my voice just broke for a second. I just became 14 again. Hopefully.
I thought you were.
I wish I was 14.
But like, if you call me and you told me, I like to have this for breakfast, I said, okay, then we're gonna eat out or I'm going to buy that for you.
That was the main idea.
But I didn't know you were so picky. I thought you just like, food is food. You eat.
It wasn't food. It was barely food. If I remember it correctly, so I didn't eat any of your food because it was crap.
You cooked me pasta.
And then I cooked you pasta.
Yeah.
And then this knobheads put meatballs. She was trying to boil meatballs. So,
it's possible. I still do that sometimes.
Well, there are a lot of things that are possible. It doesn't mean that you should do it.
True.
You're like the evil Knievel of food.
I eat to survive.
I eat to survive. Oh my god. Now you just turned into Bear Grylls all of a sudden. Do you drink your own piss?
No. No, because like, I don't have a passion for food. But soon I've realized something. I do have a passion for doing cocktails and for cutting cutting.
For cutting.
Yeah, so if I buy, like, I don't know, strawberries, oranges, bananas to make, like, I don't know, a smoothie, I love it. I can say that, like, cutting. Or if I just buy vegetables.
I have an advice for you. I have an advice for
cutting. You. Cutting. But I don't enjoy cooking. But cutting and mixing, I like.
I have this advice for you.
I enjoy.
Fruit Ninja. Think about that.
I already played it. Yeah. I had a score there.
Yeah, no, I know. It's probably just okay. But why don't you like putting things in, you know, just stuff it in the pot and then just cook it like that.
I get no joy from that. Like, and when, like, 2 years ago, people would call me, and maybe sometimes until this day, they're like, oh, this amazing recipe, and they start speaking, ta-ta-ta, and my brain just goes, And then I want to hang the call, but I cannot do that. So they're just...
No, just do that. Just do the airplane trick. The airplane mode trick. If you're on the call.
But I'm already on the call.
Yeah, no, just take your voice out of it for a second there. And if you hit the airplane mode...
And what's my excuse?
I'm in a tunnel. My phone just died on me.
That's a good one. Because I'm in a tunnel, it's so random. Like, oh yeah, I'm speaking with you and now I'm in a tunnel. Like,
I mean, you can be driving the car.
I'm in a tunnel.
Sorry.
But when you go in a tunnel, you get out of the tunnel. So
if it's a very big tunnel.
We live in Lisbon.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't live in Madeira.
Or Norway.
Yeah. But yeah, that's... So basically today I just met Joanna at... there's like this huge book fair here now.
You didn't meet me at the book fair. You refused to go inside.
Yeah, well, I refused to go inside because it's... It's too much. It's too fucking much.
No, I agree with you.
No,
I've been there in 3 years. The last time I went there, I think, was 2019. Yeah,
I don't know what... People go fucking crazy for that fucking book fair.
But what I find ironic is that you see a lot of people there that you know they are not readers. They don't read, they are just there.
Yeah, maybe they're buying books to take to the beach with them to read there. That's my theory.
I don't think they... I think they...
Or maybe as a gift.
No. I believe you. I think they will bring the books to the beach just to show they have a book, but I don't believe they are going to read them.
I'm kind of that person sometimes. I bring a book.
Use as pillow.
Oh yeah, use as a pillow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you put it in a bag and then you wrap it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite smart. There you go, life hacks. No, but it's...
Because I saw some people, they were just there random, like they didn't know what to do, and I was like, this is...
Yeah, namely you. You were looking for a poster and you didn't know the editor.
Because I...
Who published it? You didn't know the publisher.
No. It was not a publisher, they are designers, and I wanted to buy a poster of a lighthouse because you have the left side and the right side. And
yeah, so basically...
You cannot go...
It's a big, like, park thing, and there's, like, a divide in the middle. But yeah.
And I didn't know, so I knew I had 50% chance left or right, and I was already coming from the right side because I was
from your house.
So then, don't say from my house because then I can have stalkers and they might kill me. But I was coming from a place.
You can come here and stalk me. My address is...
Stopper. And...
people know. The 12 people know.
But I didn't know it was on the left side. Yeah. So,
no, you need
like,
to research that.
I took
a
risk.
But I have to go back. But it's absolutely crazy there. Because there are a lot of
tomorrow.
People like you that don't... They're just looking for things. They don't really know what
but
where
I
it is.
But I was looking for specific.
Yeah, no. Like, they're looking for like a specific editor. Or, sorry, a specific publisher.
They should be looking for a specific publisher.
Yeah, but they're just walking around with their children screaming. And the children buy books
it's
and
not,
they can't fucking
the
read.
It's not the children that were screaming.
Yeah,
actually, yeah.
Yeah. No, but there's a lot of things going on. So I refused to go in there. I just stood outside and waited. Yeah, and I just waited for you.
I should have searched online, like, which number. Because then they have, like, G0403, like which one they were, and went straight there and then leave.
And I
could go from Estufa Fria.
Yeah,
and
they
I would
have,
be safe.
Yeah, because they have like these small little shop thingies. There's like these little containers.
It's not even a container. I don't know.
It's even smaller than a container. But yeah, basically
it's like
sell
a beach
books.
House. It's not.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's a shack.
Google it.
Yeah, Google Feira do Livro. There you go. No. They didn't get anything.
No.
Every time that I spoke Portuguese there in England, they thought that I was speaking Russian.
No, Google, like, book fair.
Lisbon. Yeah.
Because Edward VII Park. Lisbon.
Edward the Seventh Park.
As you wish.
But I think it's going until the 11th.
It is.
Yeah, it takes... If you're coming to Lisbon, you know, and if you want to buy cheap books...
No, cheap books is not there. It's Wook.
Oh, yeah, Wook, yeah.
Wook.pt.
Yeah, Wook is like this website. No,
if you want to have the experience of going to, I don't know...
To a book fair, but which just go there like once.
But you know what I found out? I had no idea. Yesterday...
Wow.
Luna from Harry Potter was there. I didn't know. She published a book and she was there signing Luna? The book. Luna Lovegood. The character Luna Lovegood. I don't know the name
from
of the
Harry
actress.
Potter.
Yeah, she was there. But it's interesting if you are going to see some writers. You have to check the panel.
Some writers are actually going there.
I'm
gonna
check the panel.
That's how they draw you in. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe we'll catch one of our teachers, former teachers there.
We have to check the panel.
Yeah.
Because I like the actress. She must be a good book. I just saw it. I was like, what? And Manuel Alegre was also today.
Is he still alive?
That's what I thought when I saw the name. But yes, he is. And he went there. Lydia Jorge also went
there. Oh, yeah. There you go. No, these are famous Portuguese writers.
So, if you are going to see them, I would say it's actually worth it. Me, I just got traumatized because I was looking for a poster. I bought two books that I was not looking for and I didn't need, but
one of them is shite. It's a book for children. Just admit it.
It's for young adults.
Well, that's the same bloody thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's filled with images. It looks like it's in black and white. It looks like you have to color it. It is. Just go there and return it. What's the bloody point? How much was it?
€1.40.
Okay, that's fine then. So give it to one of your cousins at Christmas.
No, I'm gonna keep it. I told you, when somebody asks
you have too much space, you know that. You shouldn't fill your house with crap like that. You should fill my...
But it's a small book, and I'm gonna keep it, because for me, it's the only Portuguese holiday that I like.
Oh, really? It's a book about the 25th of April.
And when somebody asks me, what happened?
No, that's wrong. If you want to know what happened on 25th of April, you watch... Capitães de Abril, the movie.
They are not gonna do that.
Because they're gay.
Bernardo!
No, I can say that in English. But the thing is, why are you gonna show them a children's book if they can watch a bloody movie?
Because they're not gonna watch a history movie.
It's not even a history movie.
You should do a survey how many Portuguese in Portugal alive have watched that movie.
Haven't you... Have you watched it?
No.
That's why you say that. Because the movie is quite nice. It has Miriam Dersh.
I know what movie you speak about. It's a good movie, yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice movie.
But
it's
maybe
right.
I did and I didn't know. I
Every year
it.
On the 25th
it's
of April.
It's the same movie. So
yeah,
yeah,
it's
all
the same
it.
Bloody movie.
Okay, I watched without knowing the name of the movie. So yeah, I've watched it.
Okay, very well.
Because I used to watch the same movie every year.
Yeah. No, it's like Christmas. When you're at Christmas, you always...
Home Alone
and Die Hard.
You know why I love Home Alone and last Christmas, I did something because I...
Your house was getting robbed.
No, because I think 23 was a Friday, 24 was a Saturday or 25, something like that. The 24 of December on 2022 was a Friday.
Yeah.
So, I was working and I did something that I should not do, but it's my favorite line. I was with all my colleagues and before I left, I look at them and I said...
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers.
No, I said, bye, you filthy... How is it? Filthy motherfucker... No.
Get out of my sight, you filthy animal.
That's what I said. I said, bye, filthy animals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
I said, good Christmas, filthy animals. And one got the reference and then he said, thank God the other ones are not
your bosses. Yeah.
Because
otherwise you'd be
because
fucked.
If they didn't got the reference, it's it could end up in
SOS
situation. Yeah. But I love the line. I could replay. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And you know what? The movie that is showing in Home Alone, the movie does not exist. It's based on a real movie.
It doesn't exist.
It's,
honestly.
They did it for the movie.
Honestly. Oh my God.
The one that's showing when he's killing people.
I wanted to watch that. I would have watched that.
Because I wanted to watch that movie. I searched for it. It does not exist. Although it's based on a real movie.
Yeah.
But completely different.
Okay. It makes more sense now.
But now you know. The movie, it's made for Home Alone.
Okay. I think...
It's awesome, no?
Yeah, I think that it's a nice place for us to leave it. We've been at it for quite a while now, and we're getting a bit tired, aren't we? So, yeah, you just learned something today, which...
Life hacks.
Yeah, life hacks.
Home Alone facts, curiosities.
Yeah, trivia. And, yeah, which is... generally the case. I just come on here and talk shit about the Spaniards. But I think it's
guys, they're just there.
Yeah, they're just sleeping.
With the ham and cheese.
Yeah, ham and cheese.
But then you publish the Portuguese in one place and...
No.
Do you have divided?
Yeah.
Are they like in different sections?
Yeah, they're going to be in different sections. Yeah. But thank you very much for listening. And see you... and... you'll be listening to me next week if I'm in the mood or something. And thanks for Joanna for showing up and eating my food and doing my podcast.
You're welcome. See you later, alligator.
No, that was so bad. That was so... Oh, jeez.
Juízo.